This podcast is brought to you by the Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to the Village of Bedford Park.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Chicago's all-news station, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Great to have you with us for the Friday edition of the Noon Business Hour. I'm Cisco Cotto. The Noon Business Hour is presented by the Village of Bedford Park. Americans continue to buy more goods from overseas, but getting them delivered could be another matter. We're joined by Gus Fauché, Chief Economist at PNC Financial Services. Gus, let's talk about that supply chain. Is it just getting tougher and tougher to get the goods here to the U.S. that we want to buy?
Yes, it is. I mean, there are a number of factors there. We continue to see shutdowns in some overseas factories. Ports are backlogged both overseas, but especially in the United States. So there's a lot of cargo that is sitting off the coast but can't get unloaded. So we've seen increased working hours at some of the West Coast ports. Hopefully that will alleviate some of these shortages, but I think they're going to persist in the near term and could very well last into 2022, which does spell some troubles for the holiday shopping season.
And difficulty for retailers, too, because they want to be able to sell these items, but they can't put them on the shelves.
Absolutely. I mean, obviously, people are going to be looking to buy Christmas presents over the next few months. If they aren't on the shelves, whether it's the virtual shelves or the actual retail shelves at brick-and-mortar stores, they're going to be unable to buy them. So, that obviously for many retailers, holiday shopping is an important part of their overall profitability. And so to the extent that they don't have products, that could be a big problem.
So what should consumers do? I mean, we basically, if it's on the shelf, take it now?
I think that's part of it. Should certainly shop early, so think about things, move your shopping up. Don't count on being able to find anything as we get into December. But also think about other types of gifts as well. Services, they're coming back as the pandemic recedes, so maybe consumers can look at experiences rather than physical goods.
Let's talk about inflation. We were told by the Fed for quite a while that it would be transitory. Of course, they didn't explain just how long transitory is. I mean, I guess it could be 7 years and still technically transitory. How is it looking on the inflation front?
We're getting mixed readings on inflation. So price pressures have persisted longer than we were expecting. That being said, we really have seen inflation for many goods and services slow on a month-to-month basis. Gasoline prices remain high. There's no question about that. But when you look outside of food and energy prices, which can jump a lot around a lot, we do see some slowing inflation there. So certainly price pressures are persisting, and we're talking about higher prices for goods because of shortages. I still think that we will see slower inflation in 2022 as supply chains normalize, but there's no question this has lasted a bit longer than many economists, including myself, were expecting.
Now, does this create a challenge for people who are getting raises? I mean, you have some employers that can't find employees, and so they're having to raise wages in order to attract those employees, and yet the inflation seems to, at least in part, eat into some of those wage gains.
Absolutely. I mean, obviously, if you're seeing higher prices, your salary, your wages, and keeping up, then you're falling further behind. That being said, I think that the tight labor market is boosting wage growth. I do think that we will see slower inflation next year. So that I think that probably 2022 will be a good year for inflation adjusted earnings.
Always good to get your analysis. That's Gus Fauché. He's chief economist at PNC Financial Services. retailers and gift givers are facing a challenging holiday season. Just talked a little bit about the supply chain problems. What should you do in order to make sure you're not left with nothing this holiday season? Jennifer Waters is here, a Chicago-based business writer. Jennifer, good to have you back on the show. So we are hearing about this supply chain crisis and how it's maybe going to end up with toys here a week, 2 weeks, maybe 3 months after the holidays. So what should consumers do?
Oh, hello, Cisco. Remember we talked about this last year at a little bit later than now when we talked about there were these supply issues, inventory issues, shop early, don't wait, don't do that last minute. And here we have it again this year, same issues, only they're much, much deeper than they were a year ago. So I tell my kids time and time again, go. Now is the time. I've already told them since the beginning of the month to start shopping. But there are some things you can do. You don't have to, like, freak out about it. It's just, you know that you really have to literally shop outside the boxes here because of so many of the shelves will be either sparse or empty. So there's some things you can do, one of which is that my mother did this. We know our friend Andy Gersher's fiance does this. They have a gift closet. They shop all year. They buy stuff on sale. They tuck it away, you know, with cards and whatever, into a little gift closet, and that they have something there to pull out when they can, you know, when they need it, when things, you know, might be low like this. So that if you don't do something like that, it's not too late to start doing it, too, just by kind of watching the sales. And some of the other things I was thinking about and then what other people have told me is that, for example, toys, if you go onto Facebook Marketplace, for example, you're going to find some toys, some that have probably never even been opened that, you know, you might be able to find there. And this is a time, too, where these resale shops like ThredUp or Poshmark or RealReal might be a place to think about shopping, especially if you're shopping for millennials and younger because they're totally into that. So that's something you can think about, too. The other thing I was thinking about was coupons. So when my daughter was little, she used to make a coupon book for her dad of things she would do with him throughout the year for his, like, birthday gift throughout the year. And it would be like, you know, watch a movie, you know, go to a car show, something like that. And then he could redeem them throughout the year. He probably still has some car show coupons to redeem as I think about it. But there's things like that. And that's part of the whole thing we're living in now is a service economy. And so give some, you know, of your own talents or of your time, you know, make a special dinner, offer to babysit, you know, plant a garden. You know, if you crochet or you knit, make gifts this year instead of, you know, buying things, and then come up with some of that. And you can, you know, if you can paint, for example, paint a room or paint a portrait, whatever, you know, whatever your talent is, go for it and use it this year because this is a time when people will most appreciate it because they'll be in the same boat as you. The last thing I kind of thought of, too, is that if push comes to shove, you can always re-gift. Just be careful about how you're doing it.
Yeah, right. You certainly need to keep track of that for sure. You don't want that to come back to bite you. And it does sound like the experience economy is at play here again. People love experiences. Thank you, Jennifer Waters.
Because money matters. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Shares of Snapchat, parent company Snap, taking a huge hit today. Let's zero in on the social media company. Angelo Zeno is joining us, senior equity analyst at CFRA Research, based in New York. Angelo, what's going on with Snap?
Well, you know, as far as Snap is concerned, there's really two problems that they're having today, or, you know, in the market today. The first one is, you know, clearly related to Apple, and it's more of an industry-wide issue. But Apple earlier this year essentially came out and on their iOS, announced that all users now would need to proactively opt in to add tracking across their apps and websites. And, you know, which to no surprise, a lot of people apparently didn't want to do. And that's having an impact on Snap's ability to kind of monetize that platform of theirs. And then the second thing is more the impact being felt across the market, and that is the supply constraints going on out there. And those supply constraints really essentially are, what's happening with the advertising partners is they don't need to chase demand here because there's essentially not enough goods out there to meet that demand. So that's having an impact on how these advertisers are kind of planning for the holiday selling season as well. So it's a two-part issue here for SNAP. The first, definitely the bigger issue of the two.
Something maybe, I don't know, maybe consumers understand this, maybe not. If you have an app and it's free, especially one of these big social media apps, if it's free, it's because they're making money off your data, right? So if you turn off that spigot, these companies are going to hurt.
Right. As far as kind of how, Snap and as well as Facebook and many others are, within the social media spectrum are making their money, it's essentially on the ad side of things, right? So if consumers out there, are kind of opting in these platforms, then it's better. Their advertisers are better able to track how these ads are working. The problem is Apple's update has essentially it made it extremely difficult for advertisers now to know whether these ads are working. So it's more along the lines of now the industry looking for new measurement solutions to really start to gain traction in the market. And we think it will. It'll just take a couple of quarters. So this is a kind of a lingering effects from some of the issues that Apple has put in place earlier this year.
So we got Snap down, about 24% today. What do you see going on with this stock?
So as far as our recommendation, we continue to have a hold recommendation on the shares. We do think a lot of the issues are transitory in nature. 12-month target price is $70. We would kind of wait for some of the smoke to clear before getting a little bit more optimistic on the shares, but it is a hold at the moment.
Thanks so much. Good insight from Angelo Zeno, Senior Equity Analyst at CFRA Research.
Cashing in with conversation. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Markets are mixed. The Dow up 69, NASDAQ down 137, and the S&P is down 8 points. Let's see what's going on. Gary Kaltbaum is here, president of Kaltbaum Capital Management. You can find him online at GaryK.com. Gary, what do you make of what you're seeing on Wall Street today?
Well, split tape, and that's because Snap Inc. came out, lowered numbers markedly, and everything in online advertising is getting squashed today. And that's Google that has a major influence on the market. Facebook has a major influence, and we're talking NASDAQ here. So that's getting crushed. But on the other end of the spectrum, financials, very strong. American Express breaks out of a six-month range to all-time highs today. The rails and truckers, Union Pacific, and Norfolk Southern and J.B. Hunt into new high ground here. So definitely a tale of two tapes, but I think overall the market's in pretty decent stead. Just keep in mind the next couple of weeks, all the big guys are reporting earnings that haven't yet, and that's going to move things around. A lot of shuffling.
So always looking for buying opportunities. You talked about some of the tech stocks, the social media ones specifically, Snap, Facebook, Twitter, falling today, especially Snap. Do we expect that they will be able to pivot and find either different ways to get revenue or ways to get their users to opt into that data? Do we expect that those are maybe buying opportunities?
Well, I can tell you if online advertising slows, the valuations on some of these names are up in the trees, and they will continue to pay a penalty. So I'd be careful with them right now. For me, again, the big story is what is emerging, and that is a bunch of transport names, the financials, Bank America, J.P. Morgan, new yearly highs. I'm a big believer strength begets strength, and new highs beget new highs in the market. And that's where I would go this second. The good news is there's still plenty of tech names out there that are very strong in software land. The big guy, Microsoft, is right near new all-time highs. And then there's some mid-caps out there that are really strong. So I would not shy away from them. But definitely those online advertisers right now, I would look away.
Now, all-time highs. Talk to people who hear that. Microsoft, all-time high. You got eBay, Netflix, the same. And they get a little panicky because they think, an all-time high. They want to get in way below that. They want to, sort of make that big money. Talk to them about why a stock being at an all-time high doesn't necessarily mean you should stay away from it at all.
Because when all said and done, you're still investing in companies, and they're at all-time highs because they're doing great things. Their earnings are growing above everybody else. Their sales are growing above everybody else. And markets typically will pay up for them. And that's what I typically look for. Now, I don't want to buy something that went from $50 to $100 last week. That's not what we mean by that. We're talking about something that's been sitting around for 6-9 months. and then breaks out of range. So that's how we play those things. Again, invest in greatness, and that's where you find those names on the new yearly high list.
Given what we're seeing in oil, I mean, man, it's at $83 a barrel now. What do you make of energy stocks?
They're still strong. I'd say they're overbought. I'd avoid airlines and cruise lines right now. They're very weak because of that, even though they are doing better as we do come out of COVID. That is their biggest expense. So anything really along those lines, I'd be careful about. But energy's had a good run. I think pullbacks are viable, and fingers crossed they don't go higher, because I filled up my tank today, and boy, oh boy, I paid through the nose.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I did the exact same thing. Interesting to hear you talk about airlines. I'm glad you brought that up. You have these airlines. They seem poised to rebound as more people get back to traveling, and yet they're hit with this other punch here with the fuel prices. It's going to eat into earnings even as they're getting more people back in the skies.
Right now for airlines, it's like Murphy's Law. You come out of COVID, things get better, and boom, oil prices go higher. So they're going to need help. The airlines that are not hedged are going to pay a stiff price. The other thing is, they're still not, the business traveler is still not back even close to where it was at the highs. That has to get better and will get better as if COVID continues to go by the wayside and we get back to work and people are going into offices again and traveling around the globe for meetings. That, I think, is a few months down the road, but I expect that to happen.
Thanks so much, Gary Kaltbaum. Always good analysis. He's president of Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's 60 Minutes of Financial Planning. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Entrepreneur Friday on the Noon Business Hour. This afternoon, we're shining the spotlight on the 8th edition of Chicago's original beer advent calendar. Carly Katz is here, owner of Bottles and Cans, 4109 North Lincoln here in Chicago, online at bottlesandcanschicago.com. Carly, for people who are not familiar with this unique take on the advent calendar, help them understand, what's the beer advent calendar?
Yeah, you got it. So what it is essentially it's 24 beers for 24 days. The thought is that you start that first day of December and you go on until Christmas Eve. And then each beer is kind of a new cool collaboration beer or a special style or just something that people have, I guess, been waiting for it to come back out. So everything's kind of unique to the calendar.
So these are, if I understand right, these are local breweries, craft brews. I mean, you're not just going and getting kind of your old standby big name beers.
Right, correct. So everything is totally craft influenced, mostly all Chicago breweries. We do have one coming in from Indiana to do a collab with us. But everything is essentially like our local boys, making sure that we focus on Chicago in a time when Chicago really needs some focus.
Does that, the fact that it's all local, we keep talking on this show about supply chain issues. I mean, some parents are being told they're not going to have toys for the holidays. You know, it's just that bad. The fact that you're dealing with so many locals, does that at all change the supply chain issue for you?
No. I mean, we're doing great with that scenario because we are looking in our own backyard to kind of do and create new gift ideas, which I would encourage everyone to be doing this year. But it's not going to affect us because everything is coming right from home.
So 24 beers in 24 days, you get one beer each day. At least, you know, one of my producers wondered if you have to do it that way. I'm assuming you suggest 24 beers in 24 days, right?
That's the suggestion. We absolutely have had people in the past come in and be like, I drink day 3 through 8.
It's yours. Once you buy it, you can do whatever you want with it.
So in the
advent calendar spirit, you don't know what you're going to get each day. You're able to keep it a surprise.
Yep, correct. We have our box is made custom for us. It's got a little pop top on it. The day that you go in, you pick out that beer, you'll hopefully be surprised. This year, unlike past years, we've made sure to essentially have almost every single beer in there, a collaboration, a hard to find, or a very hard to like get seasonal beer.
So talk to entrepreneurs here. You started this business back in 2012 with your husband. There are lots of places where people can get alcoholic beverages. So what is it that made you say, here's a hole in the market. Here's how we can be different. Here's how we can really build a customer base.
Honestly, a lot of it comes from just like talking to the people that we see on a regular basis. I mean, some of our best ideas have come from customers. They've come from just kind of paying more attention to what the market's doing, to what people are looking for. We take a special interest in the people that walk through our door every day. So they come in as often as they can and we listen.
If they want the 8th edition of Chicago's original beer advent calendar, what do they do? They have to stop in the shop? Do they go online? How do they do this?
So go online. The website is the fastest and easy way to do it. And then there you'll be able to pick. So we also have a second location now. You'll be able to pick which location is more convenient for you to get to as far as your pickup goes. You pay online. We send you an email that says, here's your order number. We'll see you soon.
All right. Well, good stuff. Really creative. Thanks so much. That is Carly Katz of Bottles and Cans. If you're interested in the Advent Beer Calendar, you can go to bottlesandcanschicago.com. They're on sale through November 12th.
Lunch money for all generations. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
With holiday travel and gift buying season arriving, you may be considering an expansion of your credit card portfolio. Let's discuss what makes sense here. Ted Rossman, industry analyst at creditcards.com. Ted, should you even, but before we talk about maybe what you should expand it to, should you even really be considering expanding that credit card portfolio?
I would say yes, as long as you can pay your bills in full and avoid interest. That's the big fork in the road, at least for rewards cards. You know, I suppose we could talk about if you have existing debt, maybe it's a good time to get a 0% balance transfer card. But on the rewards side of things, you typically have to spend anywhere from a few hundred to a few thousand dollars in the first few months after getting a new card to get that sign-up bonus. And because the holidays represent a spending spike for a lot of households, I love the idea of getting something for money that you would have spent anyway. So in that sense, the holidays are a good time. Just make sure to avoid those high interest rates.
Yeah, because you're not necessarily going to have all of that purchasing any other time of the year.
That's right. And it can also defray some of those costs. So, for example, on the lower end, you know, maybe you get a no annual fee cash back card like the Chase Freedom Flex or Chase Freedom Unlimited, for example. And there's some good benefits to those. You only have to spend $500 in the first few months to get a $200 bonus. That's actually quite good for a no annual fee cashback card. Now, we could go up to more premium cards like the City Premier, for example, which has a $95 annual fee. On that one, if you spend $4,000 in the first 3 months, they'll give you 80,000 bonus points. And those can be worth at least $800 if you redeem for gift cards or a statement credit, potentially even more if you transfer to airline partners. So there's lots of examples like this, but really it comes down to getting something for nothing and taking advantage of these sweeteners.
How did someone figure out, do they do airline miles, do they do points or hotel points or cash back? There's just so many options.
It depends on your individual habits. I would say that travel is usually the most lucrative on a cents per point or mile basis, but it's also more complicated. So the most popular is actually cash back. It's just very simple, very universal. So that's something to think about, is how much complexity you're willing to put in, and also your travel habits. You know, do you travel a lot? Do you tend to be very loyal to a specific airline or hotel chain? If so, maybe get their card. If you play the field, maybe get a transferable card that lets you utilize a lot of different partners. There's some built-in diversification to those.
Thanks so much, Ted Rossman. He's an industry analyst at creditcards.com.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.